From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. The hours are ticking down for researchers trying to preserve some of the coral at the bottom of Port of Miami's shipping channel. Dredging will start this weekend. But even though not all of the coral can be preserved, the harvesting will create some unique research opportunities. Reporter Wilson Sayre takes a closer look.
Boulder, star, brain, these are all types of coral that you can find at the bottom of Miami's shipping channel in Biscayne Bay, at least for a few more hours. To accommodate bigger boats going to and from the expanding Panama Canal, the port will dredge in these areas. But this dash to harvest some of what's down there reflects changing attitudes towards marine preservation. Andrew Baker is a researcher from the University of Miami and one of those diving for coral.
10 or 15 years ago, conservationists were interested in trying to identify pristine reef environments, environments where we thought reefs might have escaped the worst effects of climate change and other disturbances like overfishing or nutrient pollution.
But increasingly, that focus has shifted to areas that have produced hardy and resilient reefs.
Maybe what we should be doing is prioritizing those areas that they have the best chances of being able to survive into the future.
Baker says having some of this coral is great for experiments, so they can figure out what it is that makes this coral so different. Dredging starts this Saturday. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
Well, it's a big responsibility overseeing South Florida's famed River of Grass, but now Everglades National Park has a new acting superintendent. The National Park Service says that Bob Krumenacre will take over the 1.5 million acre park as well as Dry Tortugas National Park for the next 3 months. Krumenacre has logged over 37 years with the Park Service. He's currently superintendent of a national park in Wisconsin, where ice sculptures rather than alligators draw visitors. Krumenacre takes over on July 30th. On today's 70th anniversary of D-Day, emotions will likely run high and American flags will be flying at half staff. During a ceremony in Miami yesterday, Old Glory was flying proudly, and there was an abundance of emotion. At the Tower Theater in Little Havana, 50 people from 18 countries became naturalized citizens. Franklin Trujillo, originally from the Dominican Republic, tells us what's most important to him about becoming a United States citizen.
Freedom, basically. You know, the freedom to be able to vote, to make it a change, basically.
Elinio Azevedo and his wife were actually sworn in together as their two daughters watched.
I think it means a bright future, a country that has a tremendous opportunity for ourselves and most importantly for them as they grow up.
The ceremony lasted about 2.5 hours. During the event, Mayor Tomas Regalado and Miami commissioners declared June Immigrant Heritage Month. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.